the Open Public Meetings Act, also known as the Sunshine Law, NJSA 10.4.6.
Keep going.
Notice that a 2025 meeting was sent to the Daily Record and published in Daily Record on February 3rd. The annual meeting list was also posted on Municipal Bulletin Board and Town Hall and the Town of Dover website and submitted to the town clerk. As a reminder, there is no smoking in this building and there are two exits in case of emergency. And this meeting is not streaming on Facebook Live. However, the audio will be posted in a timely manner to the town website. And will you make a roll call?
Commissioner Acosta?
Here.
Commissioner Roman? No, not here. Commissioner David?
Here.
Commissioner Fox?
Here.
Vice Chair Smoke?
Here.
Chairman Frister?
Here.
We got election of chairman tonight?
Time for Pledge of Allegiance.
Pardon?
Pledge of Allegiance.
Time for the Pledge of Allegiance.
And I'll have that first, why not?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Take over?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Approval of the minutes for the last meeting.
All right. The motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Yeah. Okay, you can start with the resolutions.
Okay. First resolution, please. Z25-04, 158 West Clinton Street, Block 703, Lot 8, the Dover Business Park, LLC.
Motion?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the resolution.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye. We have to do it individually.
Individual, yeah. Commissioner Acosta?
Yes.
Commissioner David?
Yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smoke?
Yes.
And for this one, I believe you were here for it. It was before last meeting. So, Chairman Frister?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Z25-05, 226 East McFarland Street, Block 1318, Lot 9, Estimar Holding, LLC.
Motion?
I'll make a motion that we approve it, the resolution.
Have a second?
I'll second.
Second.
All in favor?
No,
we got to do a whole roll call. No, this one I have to do.
You have to do? Okay.
Yeah. Commissioner Acosta?
Yes.
Commissioner David?
Yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smoke?
Yes.
That's good. The next.
And which point in the road?
Where are we over here to which point? Yeah. Z25-03, 13 Rich Fortin Road, Block 803, Lot 2, Jersey Central Power and Light.
I will ask Kings. We only have two people. They can.
Okay.
You can. So
I will make a motion, because I was here, to pass that resolution.
For that. And then the other person is Commissioner Fox.
Yes.
And you only call their names.
Yeah. Commissioner Acosta?
Yes.
And Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Okay, good. Now we've got
I can
Yeah, go ahead.
Moving on to applications, Z2502, 203, 207 East Blackwell Street, block 1904, lot 14 and 15. This application has been carried over from the previous meeting on October 2nd, 2025. The subject property identified as block 1904, lot 14 and 15 have an existing 2.5-story dwelling with rear portion occupied by Cipollini. Thank you. Roofing. According to the October 25, 1991 Planning Board meeting minutes, a motion was passed permitting a roofing business in the rear of Lot 14. However, Lot 15 was never approved by such use. Following a notice of violation issued by the Town of Dover Enforcement Office, applicant has submitted an application to formally recognize the roofing business on Lot 14. Council?
Good evening, and as always, thank you for your time. My name is John Mills. I am representing Mr. and Mrs. Cipollini with us tonight. At the last meeting, we presented the planning testimony from Mr. Anthony Marucci, our planner and engineer. He Anthony, happens to be, coincidentally, the board engineer for Bloomfield, where he had to appear this evening. So I have his son, Rocco, who is an engineer, to answer any engineering questions. I can, at the suggestion of Mr. Keynes, give you an executive summary, if you want, of the testimony that was produced at the last meeting.
Let me explain where we're going. I think four of you are qualified to vote. I think one of you did not attend last month. Quite frankly, subject to Steve yelling at me, I think, quite frankly, council could make a proffer as to what the testimony was, because the testimony... And Steve, you got to help me with this a little bit. The testimony was not particularly complicated. I mean, we had uses in the back that were okie-dokie, but they never were affirmed on a side of it. And the board needed some additional information, counsel. And I understand that a meeting in the field between our and theirs, but we have to get, I think, it's the chairman of this meeting.
He wasn't here.
So he missed it. That's right. So what I'd like to do is just make a proffer, let counsel summarize the testimony from last time, get his time that it's true. The board has any questions, or you think you're giving them a short sheet or something, we'll deal with that. But what I'd like to do is just recreate briefly from a summary standpoint. Because quite frankly, we put all the testimony in. The testimony was not hard. It was the additional issues that you guys had to meet with Steve Hoyt about that really forced you to carry it. Now, Commissioner, do you think I'm missing anything here?
No, sir. I'm in full alignment and agreement.
No.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no sense holding them up another month.
Nope.
So
I'm doing an executive summary.
I'll do my best. The property, there's two properties, lots 14 and 15 in block 1904.
I can actually give you a summary of it if you look. If you just read through, or you want me to read?
Sure.
Let me suggest that these would be the findings of fact that came out of the last hearing. All right? So they were looking for numerous counsel. If I make a mistake, you're allowed to yell at me.
Okay.
Go ahead. Can you grab the mic before you start?
No.
Thank you.
Sorry, Steve. Sorry. So, last time the applicant had a couple of professionals. They had a professional engineer, and he was also a planner. And they indicated that on lot 14, there was a single family residence in the front of the garage. Immediately adjacent lot 15 had a three-story residential structure located to the front of the existing. The testimony and the proffer would be that the roofing business had existed since at least 1989, Mr. Chairman, when he purchased the property. Further, it was indicated two residential structures on both lots had been in existence for probably in excess of 100 years, which is older than most of us. What created the application before the board was the applicant seeking a land use certification for lot 15, where it seems that the construction official at the time failed to file necessary paperwork indicating that the roofing business could in fact exist.
Yes.
On both parcels. Now, if I'm misstating anything, y'all can yell at me, and he'll yell at me too, but that's beside the point. The applicant testified the roofing business had existed since his purchase in 1989. However, the construction department could not find verification or paperwork that indicated that this, in fact, was true. The applicant obtained title to the property in 89, indicated at the time that the property had had an abandoned bus located on it along with a residential apartment. They cleaned up the parcel. He also noted that 203 East Blackwell, there was a three-family residential structure located on it. The garage and section and storage section constituted the roofing business. Subsequently, they sold the roofing business in 2003. That business kept material and equipment used in conjunction with the off-site work which took place. He also noted that previously 203 East Blackwell had a plumbing business located on it. They argued that the roofing business is not visible from the street. It was kind of tucked between the building. At the present time, it was his desire and is his desire to improve the property and transfer it. However, what is required is obtaining relief for both 207 and 203, and that is why they have filed the request for an appeal of an administrative decision. They had their engineer come in. He provided testimony. I'm not going to get into that because I think that was more Steve Hoyt sensitive, and Steve had to work out some details with them. And again, if Larry or Rich or any of you guys disagree with anything, by all means tell me that this is not how you were feeling, but this is what I picked up from the last hearing. They also had an opinion that this met a number of the purposes of the act under NJSA 40:55G-2. That was basically the testimony. Steve Hoyt issued a series of comments. He's a big boy, and I'll let him testify to those. But essentially, what I think Steve is going to tell you tonight is, in response to issues that he raised, they were responding to that. And at the time, it was suggested that Mr. Hoyt should meet with the applicant's representatives so as to determine what improvements could be made. It was agreed that they would do so. And that really gets us to tonight. Now, my question is, do you dispute anything, or do you think I missed anything that was important, counsel?
I don't really dispute it. I think factually you've recited everything correctly. We did point out that the business of Cipollini Roofing employs more than 30 folks who reside here in Dover, which is a major plus. And the planner, our engineer with his planning hat on, indicated that because it is in the floodway at the property, there's really nothing else that can be done with it. And it's not readily developable for anything other than this type of use or a similar use. And he also indicated, as your counsel indicated, that four or five of the purposes of zoning were advanced pursuant to the Municipal Land Use Act. As indicated, the Cipollini Roofing business has been there for 35 years at least, and before that, there were similar type heavier uses, mechanical, plumbing, that kind of thing. So the roofing business remains in character with the historical use of the property. And indeed, we did meet with Mr. Hoyt's office and your town planner and the town zoning officer, and I think that cooperatively addressed their concerns with a total reorganization of the site, getting rid of some of the garbage, some of the unused components, getting new storage containers, moving them out of the more direct floodway, organizing the site, cleaning it up, making it pretty, proposing buffers, line parking spaces.
But that's all the stuff that it was, the reason it was carried, so let Steve actually comment on that. That's fine. I'm not trying to cut you off.
I think we're there. The only other caveat I had, Mr. Keynes, to what you said is, and I mentioned it sidebar, and if I'm wrong, you can yell at me, but I do recall you stating at the initial meeting that you felt that the use of the roofing business was included within the permitted uses in the C1 commercial zone.
I did, but I still thought, and Steve, correct me if I'm having a fog moment, I think they still needed a use variance because of the activities on the front of the property and the inclusion of it, but I don't think that's a major issue at all.
No.
I think that's a de minimis issue, and I would deal with that if it's a question and a problem that the board has. I understand where you're going.
Okay. Then that's all I have at this point. I'll defer to Mr. Hoyt.
I think, Mr. Chairman, what I would like is to have your client come up and we'll just take care of that.
Pete. Mr. Cipollini.
Mr. Cipollini.
Yes, sir.
You heard everything. You're a very articulate man. Did we misstate anything? Do you have anything that gave you gas?
I think you were right on point, sir. Thank you.
Okay. You were under oath, so you would make a proffer that the summary that I read from the last hearing and that counsel also just tweaked in some aspects, you don't have any disagreement with that?
No, sir. I think you hit all the points.
Okay. Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
This was for you. So you didn't review the transcripts. You certainly could spend 45 minutes or an hour in a rubber room and listen to them. Was your information, and I'm not trying to put any pressure on you. Are you comfortable with the executive summary that the two of us gave and that the applicant swore to?
Yes.
Okay. So, counsel, I think where we are then is it probably is appropriate to have Steve Hoyt, unless you guys are thinking.
No, I'm just going to ask if Steve could comment on the problems he had last month.
And then get to us for tonight, because I think that's what the hearing is about.
You're welcome to stay here. You can sit back down.
Yep. Okay.
So, to that, in summary, the application as it was steered last month pushed to carry the existing site uses as they currently are, which lended itself to there's some accumulation of, I won't use the word garbage, but outside storage, some containers in the yards, things like that, that not clean, not orderly, but that's where this conversation went to. The site is adjacent or partially within a flood zone, so there were some concerns raised about that outdoor storage in that flood zone. And I think the general kind of summing that up is that it was an existing site, it's functioning now, not as orderly as it can be. If they came in with a typical site plan application, we'd have ordinance requirements they'd have to meet, which is what we asked to go visit and review in the field. I'll use that as a segue to recommend that the applicant has their engineer testify to the changes that were made. And before they do that, I will say that the site meeting did occur on October 24th, I believe. It was Friday. My office was out there. I'm appreciative of everything the applicant was willing to discuss in the field, and I do think the concerns were addressed. But I will let them explain how they went about that.
Okay. Thank you.
In that event, I will call Mr. Rocco Marucci, and he has not appeared before this body before, so I will ask the counsel.
Sure.
Of course.
Mr. Ho.
Sorry,
give me
1 second.
You swear to tell all truth and nothing but the truth and proceed before the board says something.
I do.
And who are you?
My name is Rocco Marucci.
Spell it.
Rocco, R-O-C-C-O, last name Marucci, M-A-R-U-C-C-I.
And what are you?
I am a licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey.
Who are you employed by, Rocco?
I work with just history. My father, Anthony, is the one who was before this board last time. He is Marucci Engineering. I work with my father. I help him. If you want me to give me background of my...
I'll ask the question.
Sure, no problem.
You like to keep it simple.
No problem.
You're a licensed professional engineer in the state of New Jersey?
Yes, correct.
Since when?
I've been licensed since 2019.
2019?
Yes.
And do you regularly appear, or at least once in a while, appear before the end of reports?
Yes, I do.
Do you certainly prepare plans with POP?
I do. I do, and I do it with my full-time job also. That's
oh,
where I was
so wanting. You're moonlighting with POP?
I help my father out. That's where I'm getting, yes.
Subject for.
Yeah, exactly.
Subject.
Yeah.
And you've been accepted as
yes.
a professional engineer. Do you have any other licenses?
No, just a, well, I'm a certified municipal engineer also, but I'm a professional engineer.
And
so.
You represent the
I do. So, all right. So, background: graduated from the University of Hartford, Connecticut, in 2004 with a bachelor's degree in civil engineering. 2004 to about 2010, was employed in private land development with a company known as Shorta Palma, who became CMX. That company closed its doors.
I think the professional certainly
can invest. Yeah. That company, I landed short time with Birdsall Engineering, until then I landed at Dewberry. So I was with Dewberry Engineers until 2017.
Doctor, you're killing me.
All right.
Anybody want any more on his qualifications? He just came from three pedigree engineering.
Yeah.
And Rocco, assistant engineering license?
Correct, yep.
Okay. Rocco, you heard all the stuff. You probably weren't at the field meeting, but can you respond to the comments?
Sure.
But you have been present on the site, have you?
I've been to the site. I was actually at the site. I took the photographs on the plan. My father was at the meeting. Like Mr. Hoyt said, the meeting was on Friday, October 24th. The board professionals were there. The applicant was there. My father was there from Rich Engineering. So that was on the 24th.
So how'd you do meeting the concerns that the board and Stephen raised?
So if you want, I'll just run through the changes on the plans. Yeah.
Rocco, if you take that, it's an automatic denial.
All right. So real quick, I'll run through the revisions of the plan and what was discussed at the meeting. Basically, we discussed removing the three trailers. There are three trailers and containers at the rear of the property, basically along the Rockaway River. We would then, in removing these trailers, put in two newer trailers, basically in the front of the garage, in front
storage
of storage containers, I'm sorry. Two storage containers, slide them away from on the other side of the existing rear garage structure. There is open air storage at the site there now. We would limit the storage area to directly behind number 203. With a maximum height, I believe, of 12 feet.
Does that provide screening the existing structure?
Correct, yes, it would, yep. The existing dwelling there would provide screening. We also will be installing buffer landscaping, basically along the east side of the storage area here on the left, and then also along the rear where we are removing the containers. And then the existing garage that's at the rear of number 207 East Blackwell, we will be adding a overhead doors so that the rear storage of the facility will be able to use this garage structure. At the same time, we will be providing five striped parking stalls in front of that garage. Those parking stalls will be strictly for the residents in the dwelling there, nothing for the business. So those are our resident parking stalls here. And then we delineated basically, you know, storage or parking stalls at the rear where you would expect, you know, trailers or trucks to be stored along the back of the property. I just want to clarify that, you know, because this is residential parking, there's no ADA stall that we would be installing. It would just be strictly for the residential component to that facility. That's basically what we came up with. I think, I don't know if you want me to run through, there were some other items that the board engineer had brought up that we will add to the plans as part of this. We will add the bulk standards to the plans, the driveway widths we will add to it. We will show the flood limits and how we are removing everything from the rear.
We comply, unless Steve wants you to go line by line, we comply with the rest of your items in Steve Hoyt's report.
We will comply with it, yes.
So if Steve needs other stuff, tell
sure.
us.
Sure, absolutely, absolutely, yep. All right.
Two other questions outside of the compliance.
Sure.
Trash and recycling management, what's proposed there?
How do they do?
I don't know how. I'd have to defer to Mr. Cipollini as to how recycling is currently managed.
There's always a container on site for any kind of debris.
on the business operation.
They done, they gave this guy a thing.
Everything was a
commercial business, residential, so I mean, it turned out it's a commercial zone. And the houses were actually built before the zone was there.
So just so we are.
Screwed everything up, and then they had these trailers back here to prevent the river from coming in.
We're just getting our chairman completely up to speed. So we got some storage containers, and Steve, do they have to be shown, enclosed in a structure, or what are you thinking? But
yeah, I mean, if we're going with the formal, I'm going to call it a dumpster for the business use. Mm-hmm. There is a dumpster enclosure requirement. There's a standard detail for the town ordinance. Is that amendable?
If that's what you would like, but it's a 30-yard container typically that's left on site.
All right, so you're using one of those parking spaces then to park that, right, and then dealing with it. All right, that I don't think needs to be enclosed.
Is it shown on the plans, or the plans have to be revised, Steve, to show that?
The locations to possibly park this are shown, which I'm comfortable with. I think the idea is there's one 30-yard kind of container for debris. It's in one of those five spots, and it's kept within the container. It doesn't spill over the sides. I understand that. The residential piece, how's their trash and recycling?
Well, there's town, they put out a curb.
All right, so each of them has their own containers. Where are they typically stored?
I guess at the rear of the house.
Yeah.
Kind of tucked behind that.
Yeah, sure, sure. I think that there's an area right behind, I guess there's a fence here and an area behind the houses. I guess we're talking about for residential, just standard, you know, residential 30-gallon garbage containers. And I can mark that on the plan also, that the residential...
Identify
the locations that the residential garbage bins are at the rear, and that the business has its own separate, you know, in the stall in the back. I can call that out, no problem. Sure.
Item that did come up from the site visit, there's a lot of things stored on some of the roofs of the existing structures. The expectation is that that's all going to be cleaned up.
It is. I'm not a witness before this board, but I was present at the site visit, and I agree with what Mr. Hoyt said, as does Mr. Cipollini. Mm-hmm. We're going to get the tenant will dress up the roof and remove the items that were stored on the roof.
So dress up, they'll remove them. What are they gonna do? Put a garden up there?
They're gonna clean up the roof so that it's just a roof.
Yeah.
As part of that, I think we'd at least like a condition statement made about the canopy. I think that was in rough shape from the site visit.
Yeah, we'll evaluate. I think there's a little overhang canopy at that rear frame garage. We'll look at it, and you know, if there's something that needs
to be a little rough.
Yeah, they'll they'll
need some attention.
Absolutely. So
he's gonna fix the canopy.
Yeah.
Plus clean up the roof area.
Yeah, so I'll note that on.
Yeah, that's good.
I will note that on the, and we will note that in the plan as far as the canopy and any storage that was previously done on the roofs would be removed.
All right.
So.
Thank you, Rob.
Sure.
With that, Mr. Chairman and Glenn, I have no further comments. As I stated, I think the site really was productive. The applicant was receptive to the feedback from the prior hearing. I think all of the concerns.
Any board member have any questions?
What is the timeline that we had to discuss? When the roof gets removed, or the canopy by spring?
I would expect.
Is that reasonable, Mr.
Yeah, Kennedy? Obviously we're getting into winter months, so obviously, but yes. Yeah.
I don't know what spring means.
Yeah.
Spring of 2026.
Yeah.
I got that look. There's lots of months in spring.
Let's say by May. Right,
May?
My time, right?
Push for April. I was going to say April.
April.
Let's go April first.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's spring.
Good?
April, that's spring.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure.
By April, it'll all be in compliance.
Yep.
That's good.
If there are no further questions, we'll entertain a motion.
We might want to just indicate there are people sitting there. I don't know what they're sitting there for.
Two of them are my clients, and one is with the Marucci engineering firm, and the gentleman in the back, I do not know.
Well, we're going to find out whether we know him or not.
I'm with the Cipollini.
Okay. So it's a stack deck.
Okay.
So we should note on the record that there's no public here to testify. Steve, is that everything that you have?
That is everything I have, Mr. Keynes.
Okay, and they're gonna need county planning board too, right? Did you give a list in your report of other agencies?
Yeah, it's at the bottom of the report, so they have to comply with it.
I actually do have a question. In the last meeting, there was testimony, I believe, that they were using those storage trailers almost to buffer some of the water. We're gonna remove those from there, right? They're not gonna be, is there a concern that should there be flooding? Whether those things were even capable of stopping water, but you're comfortable obviously moving those.
I'm comfortable with the fact we got them further away from the water body.
Yeah. So they will float.
Yeah, I don't think they were going to float just based on the size.
Yeah.
I think they actually presented more of a snagging problem previously. So they were relocated further away. I think will allow the water to flow more freely. I mean, the size of them, I don't think they ever acted as a flood block. I think the water probably still found its way around them. So the fact that we freed up some volume closer to the source, I think is a positive.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions.
I have no more witnesses.
Any board member have a question?
No.
If not, we'll take a motion.
I make a motion that we approve.
I second it.
All in favor?
Well, no, we're gonna do individually.
Roll call.
And it would be to include all the items that we discussed tonight, along with the recommendations that are contained in Stephen's report.
Yeah.
And I guess the only thing that was really open was when they were going to clean up the site, and it appeared that it was suggested that April 1st would be the date.
That's acceptable.
Okay. I'm going to kind of yell at your client. April 1st is real. You don't want to have to deal with Bill Listlin coming out to do inspections.
We're starting on it right away.
Bill Listlin's got other stuff to do, and he gets grouchy if he has to go out.
We don't want him coming.
She knows Bill well.
Okay.
And you can tell him I said that because he'll laugh and he'll say that's probably true. Okay.
All right.
So other than that, and the conditions that we have, we'll write up a resolution. Let's see how the vote goes first. I just want to remind you that this is a use variance, so they need 5 affirmative votes. If somebody votes no, then it's denied. So if anybody has any problems before you vote, let's talk about them. As a former chairman of one of my boards used to say, show none. Okay, so we had a motion and a second. Yeah. Roll call, please.
All right. Commissioner Acosta?
Yes.
Commissioner David?
Yes.
Commissioner Fox?
Yes.
Vice Chair Smoke?
Yes.
And Chairman Frister?
Yes.
We thank you very much.
Thank
also
you.
For your time and your favorable consideration. Competent counsel, competent engineer, competent secretary to the board. So we're happy. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good
luck. I wish you a brief rest of your meeting.
Thank you.
I think that's it. Mm-hmm.
No public?
We have something else on that.
No business.
What we were just talking
no
about.
No public. Motion to close the meeting, maybe?
Huh? We wrap it up.
Are we thinking a motion to close?
Anything else? I'm good.
Yeah, we're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody's good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Where are we going to go now?
We're good. We can go right to where we're here.
At the end?
To close.
You can just ready for adjournment.
Well, before we hit that adjournment, I want to go back up to election of officers.
We don't have election.
We don't have that?
No.
What's this?
I have no clue.
How'd that get here?
This is January 9th, 2025, sir. You're good. Pass.
How you?
Yep.
Down here.
You sure that wasn't the traffic zero?
That might have been that.
I don't know. Yeah.
That wasn't good.
Okay.
All
now
right.
We're all done here?
Our business is done. We just need to adjourn.
Yeah, we can
just adjourn.
But before we adjourn, I want to let the board know that I'm going to resign from this board tonight. Okay, but I've been on long enough. I've got other things going on. grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and I'm going to pay a little more attention to that. So it's been a pleasure. We've accomplished a lot with this board, and I'm sure it'll continue to accomplish for things in Dover. So.
So you're going to do it today?
Yeah, that's it. Close the business. I'm gone.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you for your service.
Councilor Heath, does he need to do a letter to the mayor?
I think you can take care of that.
Yeah, you can email me, and okay. Then I will communicate with the mayor.
Fine.
You can write a letter, or you can just email, whatever is easier.
Just send her an email saying I quit.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll have a December meeting? Is it looking like we'll have one?
So far, it doesn't look like we're going to have one.
Would be to adopt this resolution, but they really don't.
They can move forward.
They don't need it. You could do it in January.
January, okay.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. We probably won't
January,
have
that's
one.
Fine. Yeah.
There's no application.
So there is no application yet.
Yeah.
I know some people are hopeful
right.
to apply, but
to
they won't make it for December.
The other day, I'm resigning at the end of the year when my term is up, so.
Somebody have a question?
No,
I was just curious if there was a December meeting. If there was, then we need to make sure we still have a quorum. It doesn't look like we will, so this most likely will be our last meeting for 2025.
Yeah, okay.
So we'll see each other at the reorganization meeting, but if I just heard you might be done as well.
Yes.
So
considering, I was talking to Paul about it the other day.
Yeah, so, well, that's good that we're saying something now so that the mayor can have some time to plan. It gives you 2 months to nominate two people for the board.
You want me to hold off to make sure you got enough people for that meeting?
No,
no, we don't have a meeting.
We don't
you're
have
good.
To.
Okay.
You're good. You're done.
I will let the mayor know.
I
just want you both. I mean, I already communicated, but if you both could write it to me so I can make it official, just
send her an email.
Just send me an email.
Saying I enjoyed serving.
You're resigning.
Yeah. My last day is today.
All right, then we need to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second that.
Now all in favor.
Aye.
Now that we're done with that, I want to state something, and Steve, you can chime in if you want. I've got to tell you that you guys are really fun to represent, but the thing I like about it